Welcome to day 19.
A proverb says, "A family in harmony will prosper in everything." A family is defined as two or more people that reside together, whether they are related or not. It's where we come into this world, are nurtured, and given the tools to go out into the world. Ideally, family members are committed to each other, loyal and supportive. It's the place where we learn our values, our traditions, and what's important in our culture. It's the place where we hope to be accepted for who we are. Our home is where each person can go to rest when weary, where people depend on us to offer them guidance and love. It is family members who come to our rescue in the hour of need and stand by us should we feel lonely. Our family can teach us how to forgive and how to persevere. We can share problems with family members that no one else may understand. It is for these reasons and many more that family is important. So important that if we are not born into a nurturing family, we can create one from our circle of friends. As quoted by Richard Bach, family members do not have to be born under the same roof. It is not the physical form of family that we require in order to thrive, but the love, support, companionship, security, and understanding of the people closest to us. The ultimate reason for having a family is to feel a sense of belonging. We are called family members, as if we belong to a club that has accepted us. You may have formed a family with people who share your interests and outlook on life. You may work very closely with a team of people who have become your family. Regardless of how families are formed or where they come from, it's important to treat them as precious, valued, essential parts of life. It has been said that friends come and go, but family is always there. Our family teaches us how to relate to others, how to love, how to share, how to move through the world. As a participant in our 21-day meditation challenge, you have joined a loving global family. This is a place where you can seek support, peace, and harmony. A place without judgment. A safe haven where you can bask in the light of your own magnificence. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three, then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the Soham mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.